Messi.
Yeah, exactly. To see Messi. Mm-hmm. It was a messy night. Not only he scored two goals, but just the disaster with the traffic. Anyway, Nick from the Red Bull Arena works in concessions over there.
Okay.
I told him I'd give him a shout out because he's a big listener. Said, oh, love UMBT every day. The last thing I thought I would get at the soccer game, but there we go. So Nick was like, oh, please give me a shout out. There you go, Nick.
All right, Nick. We got you.
Told him I was on vacation. So Nick from Red Bull Arena, shout out to him right
there.
What
was he selling? Sausage, beer? What was he doing?
Actually,
what was he?
I forget,
surfside? What was he hammering out?
He was right. He might have. It was either sausage or beer because it was right there. I think it might have been beer, but it was right behind my seats. I didn't buy anything
from
him.
Yeah.
I just saw him there. So
there
really
go.
Nice guy.
And thanks,
it really,
Nick.
It really is a nice venue over there.
It's beautiful.
Anyway, so back to the task at hand here. We were just talking about this off the air. Like, I don't have a strong, I hate to even admit this, I don't have a strong feel one way or another on Vientos. I did a year ago. Then he went nuts. And I was a believer in him,
yep.
So much so that like he was one of the guys I was relying on. Oh, yeah, you want to let Alonso go, so be it. You got Vientos emerging. And I don't know what to believe anymore with him, other than I'm trying to go back to my basics on it, all the stuff that we heard about leading up to last year, prior to him going nuts, and then knowing with my own eyes, like, dude, you can't have a young player that doesn't have a position. Like, I know the Mets are going to need a DH, and you could argue they need one right now, which is why I'd be hesitant to make the move, and you're not just giving them away. It's got to be the right move. We also don't know what the return is. Mm-hmm. Like, are you telling me that the Mets could get Robert, and if they can't give up Vientos, then they can't Robert? You know what I mean? Like, We don't know all of that. So I would be hesitant to give up on his offensive potential, but they need to make a decision. And I also don't love the fact that he's not versatile. So it is a tough call with Mark.
Well, it's a tough call, but honestly, it's these kind of decisions, even more so than, you know, landing a great free agent. And Soto's obviously was a different element of, for so many different reasons, but you know, like the Yankees getting freed or any other free agents. Like, to me, this is generally what separates a good franchise eventually from becoming a great franchise. Like, you want to talk about the ability to read something downstream, you got to make a tough call. I mean, anybody could sit there and say, wow, this dude's got an 890 OPS, and he doesn't strike out that much, and he's got a 25% walk rate, and he can run, and he can play three or four positions. Yeah, we like this player. Well, no kidding, because everything on the diamond, I'm not talking about Vientos in general, because everybody could see with two eyes or even one, a cyclops could see that this guy's a good ball player. The tougher call to somebody who was kind of held down and there was just a lack of belief in Vientos early. He fought through it, so you had to respect that perseverance. Then he got to October, he went absolutely bonkers, but then right away, the next spring, he kind of reinforced what the team thought about him for a while.
Right.
So it's this kind of a determination that, to me, is going to really determine how great David Stearns is.
Right, and that's why.
At the end of the day.
These are the tough decisions. We'll get to the Yankees coming up at 11 o'clock. There's a lot there, too. But I want to avoid, if I'm the Mets, what the Yankees are going through with their indecision and the going back and forth with Spencer Jones. Oh, he's great. Oh, he's a bust. Oh, he's great. Oh, should we sell? Should we buy? Soft sell? Like, I don't know what the hell these things are. We'll get to the Yankees coming up.
Some of these terms are just,
ridiculous.
I can't stand these terms.
It's ridiculous.
Soft buyers.
Yeah, what the hell? I don't even know what the hell that means.
Talk to us like we're humans.
Yeah, so,
I mean,
they don't.
I don't know that the Yankees. Andy had reported that, right? Was that actually a Yankee word? Soft buyers. We'll do the Yankees
headline.
Later.
Yeah,
what soft buyers, though. Come on.
You said talk to us like we're humans, right? Did I tell you what I renamed my pool robot?
No,
because you might have been on vacation. For that.
What do you got? Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
What was the robot in Rocky?
No.
Happy birthday, Paulie.
I forget.
That thing?
I forget, but it's not that thing. So, you know, like the pool vacuum robot?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's blue, so I called it Ranger at first, but then I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm not going to like this, am I? It's got to be an anti-Yankee thing, isn't
it? It's not anti-Yankee.
What is it?
Booney.
He's such an ass. Why?
You know, my pool robot. I punch it in what I want it to do. Hey, you know, cleaning mode, okay, give me 2 hours. I punch it in, it cleans the lanes. It listens to the data.
So basically what you're saying is he does the job. That's Booney, what you're saying.
Correct.
There you go.
Booney does the job.
He does the job.
I named it after our favorite manager.
He's definitely my favorite. He's our favorite. Is the pool dirty? No. Are there leaves? No. Is there enough, what are those white tablets? Well, I forget what you call
chlorine,
those. Is the chlorine good?
Yeah.
Yes. Is the alkaline level good? Yeah, Booney's doing his job.
We got to get Booney.
Lay off Booney.
Listen,
we're sensitive over here. Don't even start attacking everybody with these Yankees. Good God, last night was gross. Unwatchable with the Yankees last night. So boring.
Total bore. 888-808. We'll get to them coming up in about 28 minutes. 888-808-1019. Back to the Mets, or at least the Mets and the Yankees. Peter in Wanacue. What's up, Peter?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'm bringing up a point that, quite honestly, I was going to bring up last week, but I couldn't get through. BT was inundated while you were out, Sal, and and never seen BT so emotional, but he was pretty upset about the Yankees and the errors. So I wanted to bring up, do you think there's a possibility that the Yankees and the Mets would ever make a trade? Yankees have a lot of DH players, Stanton, maybe even Grisham, for one of the third basemen.
Well, I don't think it's a good fit, Peter, and thank you for the call. From the Yankees' perspective, let's just use Vientos, right? Mm-hmm. He's the talking point. What are the Yankees going to do with Vientos?
Not much. Not at this point, no.
Yeah, he's a young player with offensive potential. Great. So mm-hmm. would it be appealing to a lot of teams? I think the Yankees would be the last of the teams. He's not an everyday third baseman, and the Yankees need defense. So Vientos is not bringing
just
that.
Just got McMahon.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's under contract for a couple of years.
So the Yankees needed a third baseman. They no longer need a third baseman.
Yeah.
Now, you want to say that maybe Beatty could be a better fit than McMahon? Cheaper? You know, lefty bat, still potential there. All right, he's not as good as a defensive player as McMahon is.
But I think he was more interested in getting your opinion if you think that the Yanks or the Mets would ever do a deal of significance. Because I remember that call. I remember talking about, like, Rafael Santana played for the Yanks and the Mets, and Neil Allen, a couple of guys, did not many trades. But do you think, because I don't, especially, now the Mets might, but why I don't think the Yankees would is it's a different shine with the Mets. And I think that the Yankees are very aware, you know, with the Soto stuff and not giving them something that might actually help them win the World Series. I don't think the Yankees would. Mets might. Yankees wouldn't.
Here's why I don't know if it's a fit now. Yes, pieces-wise, the Yankees have some players that the Mets could use, specifically Grisham. Or you want to throw in Bellinger. I mean, if the Yankees are going to throw Bellinger out there.
Yeah, we can't give you Belly. That's too much
I'm
for
just
you.
Saying, like, if
I can't see Belly in that lineup.
Those are clear players that the Mets can use right now and become better. Bellinger would be the home run.
Bellinger's phenomenal. Yeah, he's such a good baseball player.
And Grisham would be an upgrade and a cheaper center fielder. My response, and we had this yesterday, like, what do the Mets have that the Yankees would want? What are the Yankees looking for?
That takes Brodo off your hands.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Some young pitching, which the Mets would never do.
Yeah.
Not for Grisham, certainly. I mean, maybe for Bellinger, it would...
Even if it worked out, I still don't think that, given where the teams are and the history with Soto, even though I know that Cone and Hal are friendly, I just don't think that they would ever do a deal.
Like a big trade?
I don't think they would, no. No.
But a trade, like, trades have happened.
And I wouldn't want that's where I would draw the line for me. Like, I'm not giving, like, listen, I'm giving the Mets the praise, and I always will when they do well. I'm not giving the Mets an asset to go win a World Series. Take a hike.
You know what's
weird? Mets, I'm not giving you anything.
You know
nothing.
You know what's weird, BT? This is the first time I feel like the Mets are on the other side of it.
Exactly.
Forever it was, no way, I'm not giving the Yankees something to go help them win a World Series.
Correct.
You're going to pair off these pieces, trade them anywhere but the Yankees.
Yeah, I know.
And now this year, it's like, oh, hey, we can use Grisham.
It's not a bad seat, is it, right? I mean, pretty much front table.
I like this
front table at rails. Welcome. Party of one, Sal.
It's Sal, the fan. Manny is calling from New York. What's up, Manny?
Hey, guys. Love the show. First of all, thanks for streaming on YouTube. Big help.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah, by the way,
what?
You were out when we launched this here, so now the entire show, one sec, man, we'll let you go, obviously. The entire show, not just the clips and the shorts and the open that the entire station has, and our team does a phenomenal job with, now the entire show, so you got to watch what you do with the hand gestures. Everything is up there. YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, YouTube, WFAN, there's a whole comment section. That should be fun.
Well, somebody going to tell
awesome.
Me about this?
Not really.
So we're on YouTube the whole show? What about during the breaks?
Even during breaks.
No, not during breaks.
Okay.
No. Not during breaks.
No, thank God. No.
Anyway, go ahead, man.
It is a good look, though. People are enjoying it.
Okay, I got 2 points. First, the umpires. It's crazy that they have unchecked power still. Like, we need to bring this auto run.
Tell me about it. These umpires are tough.
Yeah. It's straight up egregious.
Yeah, finally, you got it.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
That's a good one.
Go ahead, Manny.
Second, on McNeil, there's no way to actually prove this, but I feel like he doesn't cut off balls well in center field. He allows a lot of times runners to stretch singles and doubles, extra base.
Yeah.
There's no way to actually prove this in center field. But
well, you can with sprint speed, and then you can try to correlate that to going to get a ball in the gap. He's not lightning fast. That's why he's not a center fielder. You know, but he's competent. But you're going to see those, and thanks for the call, Manny, you're going to see those little, you know, nuances of the game. When you're a trained center fielder, it's, you know, the angle, the burst, I mean, the sheer, you know, speed is a little different. McNeil's not slow.
Right.
You know, at all. He's definitely not slow, but he's not, you know, he's not like Taylor's not got a different fielder. Pace to him. Grisham's got a different pace.
He's been fine, maybe better than fine.
I think he has been better than fine.
More than serviceable in center field.
Yes.
You need a real center fielder.
Yes, you do.
And I'm sorry for not getting
that's
that.
That's all good.
It was a great line because I'm texting with or tweeting with Joe DiMeo here. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just get some info because I was looking up Vientos' contract situation.
He's got
to
be, what, 2 years probably?
Well,
three?
So he's pre-arbitration next year.
Next year.
And then arbitration year one the following year. So DiMeo says 4 years after this one. I trust him with all this info. So,
that's good controllability. That's appealing to a team.
100%. This is why I wanted to get this, because I knew he was under control. But when you talk about 4 years,
yeah,
with a player that has already shown his offensive potential in 1 year, in the postseason, no less.
Yeah.
Dude, that's an asset. That is a valuable asset, which is why, in Andy's reporting, it was very clear to say the Mets are not looking to dump Vientos or give him away. That would maybe be the piece that they would be willing to part with in a big move. Now, I don't know if that's the robber trade. Think about this. Are you going to trade a player that's basically you're getting for free and under team control for the next 4 years after this year for a guy who next year you have an option to pay $20 million in Luis Robert? Like, that's a big money difference. When you start getting into, you have to evolve with the sport. I don't care about the young players. Give me the win now players. Let's go. But with the luxury tax being a thing, obviously it is a thing. Like you said,
there's no question.
The Yankees and Mets may not really care about it, but there are some.
Hal's aware of it. He's told us.
There are restrictions there. So when you start talking about bringing on players that may be better but also cost more versus a younger player with Vientos' offensive potential that are for free and under control for 4 years.
Yes.
Like that, it's got to be. They're not going to give Vientos away. You've got to be getting something back that's big.
I agree with that. Vientos, I'm going to boil it down this way. Like his strength is, you know, he does hit the ball hard, and when he's on a heater, he can carry a team for a couple weeks. Like he actually can. I'm going to give him that. I think it's just, and he's cheap, which is a tremendous asset, especially somebody like the White Sox trying to reset things and a few other teams, Pirates, whatever. I do think that it depends what kind of team you're trying to build. Like, I almost think Vientos has more of a Yankee profile. Not a great fielder, not good on the bases, intermittent power. Like, to me, and me, if I was building a team, I'm not saying that there's no value there because he was great last October. Right. But again, I don't think Stearns values that. I think he wants somebody more well-rounded.
Also, let me ask you, would you want, because the Mets are going to need a DH, if not right now, certainly by next year.
Mm-hmm.
Would you lock up the DH spot the way the Yankees have with, say, a Stanton type in Vientos? Now, I know he's a little more versatile than Stanton, who can't do anything other than occasionally hit.
I wouldn't do that. You know why? Because I think as the Mets move forward, now you're talking about for multiple years, like a veteran for a couple years, obviously.
Well, whatever, just have him be there. He's their DH.
Oh, you mean him do it?
Well, because he would be their DH. You could say anybody, but in this particular case, Vientos' future with the Mets is as a DH.
Yeah, right. I would rather trade him than do that and get something for this year.
Especially for a young player.
Yeah, he's got to play. You got to let him eat a little bit.
Do you want to lock that spot up, especially with Soto?
Well, that's where I was going. Yeah. That's why I start to go there. Yeah. Like, you know, Lindor plays every day, but he's not 25 anymore.
Nimmo.
I am, you know, 32, 33 for Nimmo. You know, Alvarez.
Always hurt. Like, would Nimmo maybe get him, keep him fresh, have him DH?
Well, think about this. Yeah. If Alvarez, who continues to look pretty good since he came back, if Alvarez really starts banging, he's not going to catch 162 games. And if he's the bat that he was a few years ago and he hit 25 home runs, you can use him as a DH. So I would not do that with Vientos. No.